Well, good morning.
各位早安。
Allow me to say once again what a real joy and great privilege it is to be with you saints here at Rutgers Church. It is always a pleasure to worship with you and bring the word to you.
请容许我讲说今天早上能各位跟各位一起来敬拜一起来分享实在是神给我的恩典和荣幸。
My desire today is to begin a short series in the book of Romans.
那我今天早上在这里所分享的，那将来会在英文堂是一个关于罗马书的一个一系列的信息。
And I thought as I was asked to bring the word to you on this day that I might attempt to reorient us in the midst of our current crisis.
那我希望借着这些信息让我们在现在的这些危机跟紧迫的光中能够让我们重新回到福音的信息里面。
2020 has been a year of crises.
2020年实在是一个危机的年度。
We are conflicted culturally. We are at risk globally.
那我们有全世界的这一个瘟疫，然后我们有文化上的一些冲突。
And in the last several months, the church has had to live life in a way we would perhaps not have anticipated.
那么然后在过去这段时间里面，整个神的教会，我们过这样的一种生活是我们从来没有想象过的。
It can be easy to become distracted and disoriented from what God has called us to be and what He's called us to do in the world.
那么在这样的困难的境况当中，好像我们有一点点迷失我们的方向，到底神容许这样子的情形发生，我们应当如何继续过活？
So my prayer today is to take this opportunity to help us reorient even in the midst of the crisis and the chaos.
那么所以我今天早上的信息的目的就是希望尽管在这个危机跟混乱的当中，我们能够重新的能够回到神的面前，回到主的话里面。
And in this sermon to get us reoriented back to the gospel, to the gospel mission.
那么所以今天这样的一个信息是希望我们重新回到福音的信息，福音的中心。
To do that, I'd like to use a familiar and precious text found in Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
所以今天我所要引用的经文就是我们很熟悉的罗马书第一章十六节。
That text has already been read for you, so I'd ask you to keep your Bible open.
那么所以希望大家能够把我们的圣经继续打开，我还要引用其他的经文。
And let me begin by telling you two stories from pastoral life about the power of the gospel.
那么我一开始想要用两段的故事来告诉我们说在实际的牧养上我们遇到怎样的问题。
The first is about a man named Jeff who in his middle age found that enslavement to alcohol had destroyed his life, lost his family and his career.
那么头一位我所提到的是有一位弟兄叫做 Jeff， 他是一个中年的一个人，那么他是被酒精所困，成了一个酒鬼，失去了他的事业，失去了他的家庭。
Jeff, in his early life had been a very accomplished athlete, and through natural intelligence and hard work had risen to a significant management position in his career.
那么 Jeff 在年轻的时候是一位非常好的运动员，身体强壮，后来经过他的努力，他也有很成功很好的事业。
But by middle age, he found himself confined to a hospital, dying from alcoholism, having lost his family and lost his career.
那么，可是当他到中年的时候，他被住到医院里面去，那么好像因着这个酒精、酒瘾或者酒精的中毒，好像面临人生的终结，失去了他的事业，失去了他的家庭。
Jeff was visited by the family pastor.
那么，然后这位 Jeff 呢，后来就有牧师去看望他。
And the family pastor opened up the Word of God and read the Word of God to Jeff.
那么这个他家庭的牧师就打开圣经，把神的话跟他分享。
And in a miraculous moment of saving grace, Jeff saw Jesus Christ as his Savior, confessed his sin, fell to his knees, and put his trust in Jesus.
那么因着神超自然的这个恩典 ，Jeff 打开了心门，接受耶稣基督做他个人的救主，相信基督。
His life was transformed, and by God's mercy, he was restored to his family and restored to work, And even some of his children went off to be gospel ministers.
那么所以他整个的人生就完全被神所改变，所以他的家庭关系也被恢复，甚至他自己的孩子后来也成了全职的传道人。
The second story is at the other end of the spectrum from a different sphere of life.
那么另外一个故事是讲到在另外一个极端的年龄层的故事。
Craig was a young teenager who had grown up in the church.
那么 Craig 这个年轻的孩子是在教会里面长大。
He knew how to talk, walk, and act like a Christian.
那你从他所有外在的表现来看，他好像是一个实实在在的基督徒。
But in his mid-teens, Craig was exposed as being enslaved to an immoral sin that many young men get enslaved to.
那么可是当他在做这个年轻的时候呢，他却被一个情欲的罪所控制住，许多的年轻人都同样受这样的罪的影响。
His father very lovingly brought him to the pastor who began to work through the word of God with Craig.
所以他的爸爸把他带到牧师的面前，然后借着神的话为他祷告来教导他。
And as they opened up the word of God together, Craig began to realize that by the grace of God, he didn't need to stay the way he was or where he was.
那么接着读这个圣经上的话，那么 Greg 就晓得说他其实不需要照着他现在的样子继续活下去。
And out of the teaching of the Word of God, Craig gave his life to Jesus Christ, became a transformed man, and now today is helping other people walk in holiness.
那么所以现在 Craig 应该借着神的话，所以他把他自己的人生重新再奉献给神，所以他已经从罪恶的捆绑当中出来，他也帮助有同样难处的年轻人。
Those are two stories of gospel power to transform lives.
那么这两个故事就是要告诉我们说福音的大能改变人的生命。
What God has given us in the passage that was read for us this morning is the disclosure of where His power for a transformed life comes from.
所以今天早上我们的信息就是说神的福音如何能够改变我们人的生命。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16 tells us that the power of God comes through the gospel.
那么罗马书第一章十六节告诉我们说神的大能借着福音表明出来。
Here's a life-transforming reality that we take away from this passage.
那么所以在这段圣经里我们看到改变生命的大能是怎么一回事。
A healthy church accomplishes God's powerful purposes in people's lives by prioritizing the gospel.
所以若是我们要看到福音改变人的大能的话，我们必须以福音的传讲为我们整个教会的优先。
And I'd like you to see that this morning by observing three things from this text with me.
那么从这段圣经里面有三样的事情我们可以分享。
We'll see the priority of the gospel, the power of the gospel, and the person of the gospel.
那就是福音传讲的优先，福音的大能，以及福音是指向耶稣基督这一位人。
First of all, notice with me the priority of the gospel.
首先我们看到福音的优先。
I'm sure that many of you have received a text message or sent a text message that had a wrong word in it.
那我想我们中间有一些人可能接受到一些这个文字的这个信息，上面有一个错的字或者不准确的字。
And we very quickly hit the asterisk and change the word and send another text message to clarify our meaning through that one word.
那么所以有的时候我们收到这样的一个文字的这个信息的话，我们觉得这一个字必须要改变，要不然整个意思就变了。
One word can make all the difference in whether a message is received correctly and well or not.
那么所以有的时候有一个简单的字就可以让我们晓得说我们接受的信息到底是正确或者有错误。
In this inspired scripture text, there is a little word that makes all the difference.
那么所以神所启示我们的圣经在这里有一个简单的字却能够把整个的这个意思能够会变得不一样。
It's the little word for at the beginning of verse 16.
那就是在第十六章之前的那一个字，因为我们中文圣经没有翻出来。
And that little word for is really important for us to understand why God's spokesman chose to say what he's saying here at all.
那么所以这个因为这个字就告诉我们说为什么有以下这样子的一个信息。
At this point, the Apostle Paul has not met the church in Rome.
那么在这个时期呢，保罗还没有遇到在罗马教会的弟兄姐妹。
His purpose in writing the letter was to connect the church in Rome as a forward operating base for his new mission to Spain.
那么所以保罗写罗马书的目的是希望借着罗马的教会能够成为传福音的一个前哨。
If you read Romans through, you realize that it is by apostolic intention a mission founding mobilizing letter.
那么所以保罗写罗马书的目的就是希望说这个罗马的教会那么可以完成他这个使徒的这个职分能够传完成他宣教的使命。
Paul wanted to launch his mission to Spain from Rome.
那么所以保罗希望借着罗马教会的帮助能够完成他去西班牙传福音的使命。
So he begins by introducing himself, his message, and his ministry.
那么所以他就一开始在罗马书里面他就特别提到说他传福音的使命跟福音是什么。
Listen to how he puts it as I read in your hearing Romans 1:11-15.
那所以我们就要看罗马书第一章的十一节到十五节。
For I long to see you, that I may impart some spiritual gift to strengthen you.
因为我渴望要见你们，要把一些属灵的这个恩赐要分给你们。
That is that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine.
那么因着我们彼此的信心就可以同得安慰。
I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented.
那么弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子。
In order that I may reap some harvest among you as well as among the rest of the Gentiles.
要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样。
I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and the foolish.
无论是希腊人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们债。
So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome.
所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
I want you to hear his missionary heart come through in those words.
那么从这样的一些话语里面，我们希望看到这个保罗作为一个宣教士的心肠。
I long to see you that I may reap some harvest amongst the Gentiles. I'm eager to preach the gospel.
我定义要往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子。他是这样热切的要传福音。
What the little for in verse 16 tells us is why he's eager to preach the gospel.
那么所以在十六节最前面的因为就告诉我们说为什么他是那么热切的要把福音传讲出去。
The verse tells us about his conviction about the ability of the gospel.
那么因为在这十六节告诉我们说他自己的一个确信就是福音的改变的大能。
His next words are very telling.For I am not ashamed of the gospel.
那么下面那一个字，那个因为很宝贵。他说，因为我不以福音为耻。
I am not ashamed of the gospel. Now you know how this turn of phrase works.
那么因为我不以福音为耻，这到底是什么意思呢？
Young people, if you come home late after curfew on Saturday night, and your mom says, I am not happy with this.
那么有一个年轻的孩子，他礼拜六很晚才回来，他的妈妈告诉他说，我并不是十分的高兴。
What does she mean?
那么妈妈这样讲是什么意思呢？
She means she's mad.
妈妈的意思其实是很客气的说我火大了。
Or your parents check your grades at the end of the term, and from the letters next to your grades, it's clear that you weren't paying attention in class.
那么或者你的爸爸妈妈看到你的这个成绩单，对你的成绩不太满意。
And your father says, I'm not a little disappointed in your efforts.
那么你的爸爸可能会故意轻描淡写的说我对你的成绩不是特别的满意。
What does he mean?
那么他是什么意思呢？
He means he's really disappointed in your efforts.
他的意思是说你这样子的成绩真让我觉得丢脸。
So when Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, what does he mean?
所以当保罗说我不以福音为耻，他是什么意思呢？
I'm really confident in the gospel.
那么他说我对于福音是蛮有信心。
Even I am really proud of it.
那么我对福音蛮有信心。
But here's the question.
那么这就是一个我们要问的问题。
Do you think the Apostle Paul was tempted to be ashamed of the gospel?
你会想说是不是使徒保罗他可能也受到试探说要以福音为耻呢？
He wrote to one of his own disciples pastoring the church in Ephesus this way.
那么他对于他自己的门徒在以弗所在那里牧养的这一个他的徒弟这样子讲。
Do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God.
你不要以给我为主做见证为耻，也不要以为我这为主被囚的为耻。
And the apostle had personal experience with what this temptation was like.
那么所以保罗自己亲历过说以福音为耻这件事情的这个试验试探是怎么一回事。
In the culture in which he ministered, the gospel got him branded as a fool, as a wannabe philosopher, even as an enemy of God by religious elites.
那么在当时的这个文化里面，像保罗所传讲的福音被别人会愚拙，被那些希腊的哲学家认为是愚拙，是神的敌人。
When he went to Corinth, he said that he went in weakness and trembling and much fear.
那么所以当保罗在哥林多教会里面，他会觉得说他去那里是恐惧战惊。
Sure, Paul was tempted to be ashamed of the gospel.
没有错，保罗真的就是受到这样的试探，要为福音为耻。
It made him look like a fool.
那么好像在那些有学问人当中，像是个愚拙，是个傻瓜。
But now, with everything that he has experienced, everything he's seen, everyone he's ministered to, he's planting his flag at the middle of the Roman Empire.
所以在罗马帝国里面，他为这个福音来做见证，他遇到各式各样的人，遇到各式各样的情境。
And he's saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
那么在那样的文化里面，遇到各式各样的反对，他说我不以福音为耻。
So he is eager to spend his life on mission preaching the gospel.
所以为着这个缘故，他就热切的要把他的一生奉献在福音的传讲上。
Because he knew what the gospel is.
因为他知道福音是怎么一回事。
It's not another philosophy.
这并不是另外一种哲学。
It's not another psychological tool.
那并不是一种心理上的安慰。
It's not another religious ritual.
那并不是另外一种宗教的礼仪。
It's not another political social system.
那并不是另外一种政治跟社会的这个系统。
It is the power of God.
那就是神的大能。
And that brings us from the priority of the gospel to the second observation, the power of the gospel.
那就从福音的优先把我们带到第二点，就是福音的大能。
If your Bible's still open, notice that there's another important little four right in the middle of the verse.
那么请注意在第十六节里面有另外一个因为
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation.
因为我不以福音为耻，因为这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
When we woke up this morning, the sun had come up and the earth had made its rotation around the sun.
那么当我们今天早上的时候，我们看到太阳起来了，就是这个地球其实的自转。
The sun that God had made and the earth that God had made.
那么太阳跟地球都是神所创造的。
And the cosmos that he holds in place by the word of his power.
那么在整个的宇宙当中，我们可以见证神的作为。
And I at least sat down and participated in a breakfast that was provided by the nature that God has created and God is sustaining.
那么当今天早上我进早餐的时候，那么这是借着神的大自然，借着神的供应，我才能够有早餐可吃。
And if we read to the end of Romans 1, we would see that the apostle tells us that the majesty and the power and the order of the universe God has created declares his immeasurable power.
那么在罗马书第一章最后，我们看见整个神所创造的宇宙，其实就是述说神那个不可测度的荣耀跟能力。
The God who created all things, who orders all things, who sustains all things, that God's power gets exercised through the gospel.
那就是神他创造一切，他维持一切，那么他也使得宇宙万物很那个有规律的运行，这就是神的大能。
The gospel, the words that make up the gospel as they're proclaimed is where God's power is expressed, is experienced, is exercised.
那么所以这个福音的这个传讲，福音的这个话语，那就是神的大能如何的能够被运行施行出来。
And it's exercised and expressed toward the end of God's gracious purposes in his people's lives.
那么所以这个福音的大能，所以福音被传讲，那它有一个非常有恩典的目的，就是要改变人的生命。
If your text is still open, you'll notice the purpose of the power of God.
你就要晓得神的能力有一个目的。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation.
那么因为我不以福音为耻，因为这福音本是神的大能，是为着要拯救一切相信的。
Now sometimes when we read that word salvation, we think conversion and forgiveness.
那么当我们读到拯救这个字的时候，我们认为就是归正，就是罪得赦免。
And we think salvation means that we've been born again, we've been forgiven of our sins.
所以当我们提到拯救，我们就觉得说我们重生了，我们的罪得赦免了。
And we praise the Lord that it means that wonderfully.
那感谢主，福音真的就是这么一回事。
But that's not all that it means.
但是这并不是福音的全貌。
As the term salvation is expounded to us through the book of Romans, we see that it means all of his gracious purposes to us in Christ.
那如果我们读罗马书的话，我们就会发现拯救或者救恩这个词是光怕神所做的全部的作为。
Salvation means our calling and our conversion and our justification and our sanctification and our glorification.
所以拯救是代表说我们被神呼召，然后我们的归正，我们的这一个称义，我们的成圣，最后我们得荣耀。
The gospel is the power of God for all of God's gracious purposes in our lives.
所以神拯救的目的是包括神对于我们整个人生所有的荣耀的目的，是全套的福音。
It's the power to call us from our sin. It's the power to forgive us of our sin. It's the power to declare us righteous. It's the power to make us like Jesus. It's the power to guarantee our glorification.
那么是什么样的能力呢？这个能力就呼召我们，这个能力使我们能够悔改重生，这个能力使我们称义，这个能力使我们成圣，最后这个能力使我们得荣耀，能够像耶稣基督。
And the question as we look at this corrupted and chaotic world in which we live is, what else matters?
那么所以当我们看到在这个腐败的被罪恶所污染的这个世界里面，我们会问说还有什么事情是真正重要呢？
To be restored to friendship with God, to have fellowship with God for all eternity.
那么我们能够跟神能够建立起一个亲密的关系直到永恒。
That's what the gospel is powerful enough to provide for us.
那么这就是福音的大能，这就是福音所能够在我们身上成就的。
Now here's why that's important to know and to believe.
所以这是我们需要注意的。
We can think that the gospel is powerful enough to get us into the realm of grace, but not to grow us in grace.
那么我们也许以为福音是能够有这样的大能，能够我们进入福音的这个领域，恩典的领域，可是好像我们却没有注意到这个福音同样的能够让我们进入到成长的领域。
We can think that the gospel is powerful enough for some parts of our life, but not for other parts of our life.
我们可能会觉得说福音对我们人生里面的某一部分是有能力的，可是另外一部分福音管不了事。
But the reason that Paul was not ashamed of the gospel, the reason he was eager to proclaim it, was because the gospel is how God exercises his power for every purpose he has ordained for his people.
但是保罗在这里说，福音所以是神的大能，因为福音能够完成神一个恩惠的一个使命，是为着我们整个的人生的每一个部分都能够实现神的大能。
And notice, not just for all of his purposes, but for all of his people.
那么不单单只是为着一部分的人。
Notice the wonderful word in verse 16.
那么记得在第十六节的一个很宝贵的字。
For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
那么这句话多么的宝贵，是神的大能要救一切相信的。
And the apostle makes clear to us in the text who he's thinking about.
那么保罗在这一段圣经讲得非常的清楚。
At the end of the verse, he identifies Jews and Greeks.
那么在这一段圣经结束的时候，他提到犹太人跟希腊人。
The Jews were the people who first received the gospel message. The Greeks were non-Jews who worshipped the gods of the Gentile world.
犹太人是先接受福音信息的人，而希腊人是什么呢？是拜假神的异教徒。
In verse 14, he mentioned another group, the barbarians.
那么在十四节的时候，他提到另外一批人，就是所谓化外人，或者说是野蛮人。
The barbarians were the uncultured class of the world, people who spoke non-intelligible languages.
那什么是野蛮人呢？就是在当时那些没有文化的人，他们讲出来的话是别人听不懂的。
And by giving us those groups of people, here's what the Apostle Paul is wonderfully telling us.
那么所以保罗提到这么多人，是告诉我们一个福音的宝贵的信息。
That there is no race, there is no sex, there is no social class, there's no educated class, no category of human being for whom the gospel is not powerful enough to save.
那意思就是说，不管是男人、女人，不管是你什么样的种族，不管你是怎么样的教育的这个程度，不管任何的人所加上的区别，没有一种人是神的福音所不能够拯救的。
Now this is glorious good news for us.
那么这就是一个荣耀的一个福音。
Maybe you're sitting there this morning and you're saying, "Well, there's no way the gospel can be for me."
那么也许今天早上你在这个听这个信息的时候，你说福音没有办法帮助我。
My past is too shameful.
我过去是实在是太难以启齿了。
The mess of my family of origin is too broken, too controlling.
我自己的生活，我自己的家庭是太破碎了，没有办法再恢复。
The secret sin embedded in my life is too powerful.
那么，这个在我生命里面掌管我们的那许许多多别人看不见的罪是太有力量了，我挣脱不了。
The gospel's not powerful enough to set me free.
那么福音真的那么样子的有能力能使我得自由吗？
I would love for you to hear how the Apostle Paul put this when he wrote to the church in Corinth.
那么我很喜欢保罗在这里特别怎么样子的对哥林多的教会来讲。
He said this, Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?
你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？
Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God.
不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、同性恋的、青蓝色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。
And now these glorious gospel power words.
那么在这里就是提到神福音的这个荣耀的这个大能。
And such were some of you.
那么怎么说呢？你们中间也有些人从前是这样。
But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净成圣，得称义了。
The gospel was powerful enough to have saved such as them.
那么保罗福音是这么样子的有能力，所以刚刚在哥林多教会里面那些以前许许多多不道德的这些事情，过这些不道德生活的人，通通能够被拯救、被改变。
You see, the glorious good news is it's not about what you've done or not done.
那么所以福音的这个大能不是你所做或者你没有做的。
It's not about your background or your abilities.
那不是关系你的背景或者你的能力。
It's not about how bland or how barbaric your sin was.
那也不是关于说你过去所瞒的罪是如何的沉重。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is powerful enough to save everyone who believes.
那么耶稣基督福音的大能能够拯救一切相信的人。
And that simply means to believe means that we receive and confide in Christ as he's offered to us in the gospel.
那么所以相信就是说我们相信神在耶稣基督在福音里面所成就的现在白白的赏赐给我们。
And that brings us from the priority of the gospel, the power of the gospel, to the person of the gospel.
那么所以我们就从福音的优先、福音的大能到最后福音的本质就是指向耶稣基督。
I invite you to look up the page to Romans chapter 1, verse 1 to 4, where we have a beautiful description of the gospel message.
那么所以如果我们回到罗马书的这个第一章的第一节到第四节就告诉我们福音的本质是什么。
Let me read it to you. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒特派传神的福音。
Which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the holy scriptures.
这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
Concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the son of God in power according to the spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead.
论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣上的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
耶稣基督，我主。
You see, John Calvin said, the gospel is Christ clothed or dressed in the gospel.
那么所以加尔文曾经说福音是什么呢？福音就是耶稣基督被 福音就是耶稣基督被福音所遮盖所披戴。
So the way that we benefit from the gospel, the powerful gospel, is to receive Christ.
所以我们所以能够得到福音的好处，得到福音的大能，就是借着接受耶稣基督。
Christ who was sent by the Father.
那么耶稣基督被父神所差遣。
Christ who's revealed through all of Scripture.
那么耶稣基督是借着圣经所启示。
Christ who gave up his life on the cross as a substitute for those who would believe.
耶稣基督在十字架上他舍命流血就是为着担当我们所有信的人的罪。
Christ who is now raised and sits at the right hand of the Father is the righteous ruling Son of God.
那么耶稣基督现在从死里面复活坐在父神的右边他来统管所有的人。
You see Christ and the proclamation of who he is and what he has done is the gospel message.
那么所以耶稣基督他其人他所做的这个事情就是福音的信息。
And the way that we experience the power of God for salvation is to believe in that Christ.
那么所以我们所以能够福音所以能够得到福音的好处享受福音的大能就是相信这一位道成肉身的耶稣基督。
To believe that Christ came and lived a sinless life.
那么耶稣基督他来到这个世界上他过着一个无罪的生活。
To believe that Christ died on the cross as a substitute sacrifice for sinners.
所以相信耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲是作为一个代赎性的牺牲来代罪人而死。
To believe that Christ is now raised from the dead to give eternal life to everyone who trusts in him.
所以我们相信耶稣基督从死里复活也是使一切相信的人能够得着永恒的生命。
So let me ask you the eternity-shaping question this morning.
所以今天早上我想问大家这个问题。
Have you believed in this Christ?
你有没有相信这样的一位基督?
Have you turned from your sin and trusted Jesus?
你有没有离开你的罪恶,相信耶稣基督?
If you will turn from your sin and you will trust Jesus, God will forgive your sin.
如果你离开你的罪,相信耶稣基督,神一定赦免你一切的罪。
God will declare you righteous in his sight.
那么神就会宣告你是公义的在神的眼光当中你是公义的。
God will exercise his power to change your life and begin growing you into the image of Christ.
那么神能够改变你的生命使你能够慢慢的能够成长变成主耶稣基督的形象。
And God will seal you as his to spend eternity with him in loving, joy-filled fellowship in glory.
那么神就会膏你给你印上印记使你将来跟他永享永远的福乐跟荣耀。
So I appeal to you this morning, if you've never believed in Jesus, turn from sin, trust Jesus.
所以今天早上我给大家的一个恳求就是说如果你从来没有相信过耶稣基督的话请转向耶稣相信他。
You see, that's all it takes. No hoops, no hurdles.
你记住在这个地方就是神给我们的应许。
No religious rituals, no righteous deeds of our own.
那么不是靠着我们自己的努力不是靠着一些宗教的一些礼仪。
Just faith alone in Christ alone.
那么唯独信心唯独基督。
And that, my friends, is the message that the apostle was on to relaunch his mission from Spain to Rome.
那么这就是保罗给罗马教会所传讲的一个信息位置是要借着他们能够成为一个前哨传福音到西班牙去。
That's the message that gave the church its purpose.
那么这样的一个信息就是教会的使命跟任务。
That's the message that gives the church its power.
那么这样的一个信息就是教会能力的来源。
The glorious, gracious gospel of God.
那么这就是一个荣耀的满有恩典的神的福音。
So the implication and application for a church that really wants to be healthy is this.
所以一个健康的教会那应该如何呢?
Be eager to prioritize the preaching of the gospel.
那必须热切地以传福音为优先。
On the Lord's Day.
那么在主日。
In our Bible studies.
在我们在查经的时候。
In evangelism.
在我们外展的福音事工。
In our youth ministry.
在我们的青年人的事工。
If you want to be a God-powered church, everything simply becomes a delivery system for the gospel.
如果我们希望我们的教会能够成为一个蛮有能力的教会，我们教会就必须成为一个传福音的教会。
Christ, from all of Scripture, for all people, by grace alone, through faith alone, for His righteousness alone.
那么就是为着基督，就是唯独基督，唯独信心，唯独神的公义。
And as we emerge from the chaos and the crisis that God has providentially appointed for us, that's our mission, and that's our message.
我相信就是 在那个混乱的过程当中，神已经预定了要我们能够成就他的心意，这就是我们的信息，唯独传扬基督，传扬福音。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious and great Father in heaven,
我们亲爱的天父，在天上的父，
We thank you that in your love you have sent your Son.
我们感谢你，在你的爱，因着你的爱，你差遣你自己的独生爱子。
That whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life.
那么所有相信你的人不至于灭亡，反得永生。
And so I pray that if there is one person within the sound of this sermon who has not believed,
所以我的祷告就是说，听见这样信息的人，若是有人还没有相信你的话，
That you, O God, by your power, would give them repentance and saving faith in the Lord Jesus.
那么在你自己的恩典里面，使他能够悔改，使他能够得着这个得救的信心。
And I pray for my dear friends at Rutgers Church.
我也为着在若歌教会的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
That, O God, you would equip them to be a healthy church.
那么你能够装备他们，让他们成为一个健康的教会。
Prioritizing the proclamation. Of the powerful gospel,
能够把这个大有能力的福音的传讲成为教会的优先。
And I pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
我是靠耶稣的名祷告，阿门。